To get from the East Bay to San Francisco, you can take BART or the ferry, or you can take the bridge. The new Eastern Span opens in 10 months, and that will make for a seismically safe and beautiful ride for motorists. For bicyclists, not so much. For 2 years, cyclists will have to turn around before they reach Yerba Buena Island because the old Eastern Span will be in the way. And once it's gone, they'll have to turn around at the island anyway because there are no plans to connect the path to San Francisco. But we're about to hear a simple way to make it happen in a segment we call Radical Ideas.
And now for something completely different.
First of all, think outside the box.
I got the idea when I noticed the refrigerator was cold.
Good idea.
The guy who invented Pringles packaging thought outside the box and made a fortune.
That's a pretty good idea.
He had this crazy idea about breeding pine trees.
Isn't that beautiful? That can happen to anyone.
Chris Carlson is co-founder of the monthly Critical Mass bike ride, and he oversees the historical website Found SF. The activist shared his radical idea for completing the Bay Bridge bike path with KALW's Ben Trefney.
Well, I think there's a great frustration on the part of this enormous population of bicyclists. Obviously, bicycling has increased 20-fold in the last 20 years since critical mass began on both sides of the bay. Just enormous numbers of people cycling every day. And many people would really like to be able to ride their bikes across the bridge after and not be BART pumpkins anymore, where you have to get on the BART by midnight or you're done and you're stuck on the wrong side of the bay. So the idea of being able to cycle across the bridge just seems like common sense to us. And now what we've done is we've actually started to really raise this idea that, you know, the Caltrans, formerly and probably better known as the Department of Highways, because that is their overarching priority and interest, is to make space for cars and car throughput. And that's their mandate, essentially, still to this day. But anyway, they're building this new bridge, right, the East Span.
The Eastern Span.
And they put on it a new bike lane and multi-use lane thanks to the intense activism of bicyclists related to critical mass in the 1990s.
But it only goes to Treasure Island from the East Bay.
It's the bridge to nowhere for bicyclists. It goes to the middle of the bay and it stops. And there's no plan that's coherent yet to solve the problem of getting us across the entire bay. You're supposed to go down to Treasure Island and wait for a bus that runs every 20 minutes and takes two bikes. Obviously, nobody's going to make that commute under those conditions. I also have to point out, put that roadbed of the bike lane not on the north side of the bridge where it would have beautiful views and fresh air blowing on it. No, they put it on the south side of the bridge. So you're going to look at the hazy port of Oakland and the old bridge while they tear it down. And they lowered the road deck just enough so your nose in a bicycle is exactly at tailpipe level. So you're going to have the prevailing winds blowing the car exhaust directly in your face the whole time on the East Span. And that, I really have to think they did that on purpose. They hate bicycles at Caltrans. They don't want to do anything for them. So all that taken as sort of the context of the moment, their claim is that it's going to take – they're spending $2 million on a study again. They already have the study from 2001. And the study is to show how you could hang two decks off the West Span, the suspension bridge –
and to make it a bridge to San Francisco.
To make it possible for cyclists and pedestrians to use the bridge. But it's to hang two decks is just an idiotic plan because they're going to take 10 years and it's going to cost $1 billion. And they have to change all the road material in the meantime, which they're going to do anyway, but they want to use that bridge thing to blame it on the bikes. So we have a solution. We have a nice, cheap, fast, easy solution that they could do this tomorrow morning and spend less than $10,000 and do it in 3 hours. In 1962, they reconfigured the Bay Bridge. And as late as 1958, there were trains running on the bottom deck, two tracks of trains coming from Sacramento as well as the key system from Oakland and Berkeley. There were also trucks and whatnot on the bottom. And the top deck, up until 1962, was six lanes of traffic, three lanes going each direction with a center median. So those lanes were obviously a little bit more narrow than they are today. And in 1962, Caltrans reconfigured the bridge so it was five inbound lanes and five outbound lanes with very wide lanes. You might notice when you're on the bridge how wide they are. And they were basically designed to be part of a massive grid of freeways that were going to be imposed on San Francisco. And that freeway plan was rejected by the citizens of San Francisco, much to the horror of the rest of the United States. Like, how could San Francisco vote no on freeways? But it's one of our famous moments here in San Francisco of saying no to that plan of destroying the Valencia-Guerrero corridor with a giant freeway, 7th Avenue coming into Golden Gate Park, the Panhandle Freeway, et cetera.
So and eventually eliminating the Embarcadero Freeway, too.
That was supposed to wrap all the way around the bay, and you never see the water from San Francisco. So there was a lot of crazy plans, and citizens said no. And eventually we took a lot of those freeways down, and so we have even less today. Somehow we're stuck with this legacy reconfiguration of the bridge that was supposed to connect to this high-speed freeway system. And so now it's like, let's remember how they got to be the way it is and remember that it could actually be different. The bridge is not set in cement. So we could actually reconfigure that top deck back to six lanes, narrow the lanes just 2 feet each, easily handle the width of cars that are there, and then slow the speed limit. Right now, the speed limit going through the curve is 35 miles per hour. Nobody's complaining about it. So we think that should be the speed limit on the west span, 35 miles an hour entering San Francisco. You've got this beautiful view. Calm down. It's only a minute or two longer. And then that sixth lane with a little barrier between it and the car traffic becomes the bike and pedestrian lane on the north side of the bridge with the beautiful views, the pleasant air blowing in, et cetera, et cetera. So we have a very easy solution. Of course, Caltrans doesn't like easy solutions. They want big, expensive solutions that cause them to hire outside contractors and consultants that cost lots of money.